You thought that was funny.
Holmberg's morning sickness.
You were laughing like a hyena when he said it.
98.
What the hell is wrong with you?
K-U-K-U-P-D.
Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Wednesday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. Off we go for a presidential Wednesday. It is a madhouse on the madhouse. Madhouse on McDowell. A lot of people don't remember, because they haven't lived here long enough, that Coliseum that is housing tonight's presidential deal is known as the Madhouse on McDowell. It used to be the Sun's home from like 68 to 92 or whenever it was. And it's a small, intimate dump with zero amenities, so they had to rebuild. And all basketball arenas were like that in the 70s and 80s. They just built these encasings of seats with a floor. But it was an energy-packed facility. I still have never been to a louder indoor sporting event in my life than a couple of those Suns games in the late 80s when they made the trade for Kevin Johnson and Mark West and ended up getting just a ridiculous jump into the Western Conference Finals a couple times. Couldn't beat the Lakers, but my God, those games were loud. And that arena was incredible, and the fans were real, and you could afford seats from front to back, and it was blue-collar kind of, and before the
Rowdy Bowl.
Yeah, before they opened America West Arena, Talking Stick Resort Arena, whatever it was in between Casino Arizona Arena, and then Desert Diamond Casino Arena. And then prior to that, they called it the...
hard to keep up.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a lot of arenas, but...
And the Roadrunners were there, right?
Roadrunners were there. That's when I really had fun. $8, you got any seat you could get. General admission. Tonight, GA, and I would say this... it's a good thing it's a Trump rally down there, because they like guns, and there is no way I'm sleeping on McDowell and 19th Avenue without a weapon. If this was some sort of like, Bernie Sanders or whatever, or any the gun control group, the have at it's down there on McDowell would have been like, wait a minute, a bunch of unarmed people, we're sleeping on this. We're going to go ahead and rob all of them. That would have been a robbery. So far, so good, but. I got a guy I know down there, and he's given me pictures of the
line. Oh, he camped out?
Yeah.
People camping out.
He camped out last night, and he's...
See, Brady?
He's sending me
so much stuff.
You really could have. There's a guy selling cowboy hats, and I mean, he's selling them. There's a dude selling Trump hats, Make America Great Again hats, Trump Forever banners. And I mean, it is... this is the shot just this morning. The traffic is jam-packed.
Lined up.
There's a line all the way across the sidewalk that's about five across, as far as you can see, people, and they're ready to go for tonight's Trump rally, which I find to be interesting more because, is it because it's presidential and the history of that, or is it because of the spectacle that is Trump? And do Trump people even say it's the spectacle that's Trump? It is the reality show that's become our world.
Traveling reality show.
Yeah, it's
you never know what he'll say.
I get the idea, like, if you're an Obama fan, people probably hung around, maybe camped out when you found out he was going to do it. But they didn't. This is different. They're, like, weird. Like, I don't remember. Costumes? It's like they're going on Let's Make a Deal. They're wearing, the one guy looks like Drew Carey. He's dressed in a big brick suit. I've got that picture my buddy Ben sent me, and it's weird because he's... 9 a.m. yesterday, people started to sleep outside to watch.
That's a level of love speech. For somebody that I just don't.
I think
like the fainting and the crying and the. That.
I think it's a level of hate for the opposition.
Is
I don't think they love their own side as much as they love how much it pisses the other side off that he's got this
having
support.
Fun.
You were at the when Sarah Palin did that book signing. You went there to Costco or whatever.
There was some weird passion.
There's an oddness to. The celebrity, I don't understand it. I guess it's weird. And especially in this day and age when everybody's so available, that celebrities kind of died compared to what it used to be. Like back in the old days when you'd see a celebrity, it was like, oh my God, you don't know anything about him. The only time you ever saw him was on TV or in a movie or something. And you ever saw them, I could see where it would be like overwhelming that the thing that was in your house came to life. I remember up at Chagrou's in Sedona. In like, I don't know, it was like 92. I'm standing there in the summer, and we're about to go to dinner, and Ted Danson wanders in because he was staying up in Sedona a lot.
Did you cry?
It was the weirdest thing in the world to me because, I didn't have access to Ted Danson's every move on social media.
And here he is.
And there's Ted Danson standing next to me at Chagrou's, and I'm a big fan. I'm like 19. And I look and I'm like, Sammy. And that's all I said, Sammy. And I turn my head back down and I go, I don't know how to act like a, I don't know how to be a human being right now. I don't know how to be a normal. I wasn't spazzing. Some people did. Yeah. Oh my God. You get that.
And you get that feeling, I guess you appreciate what they do, but you don't know how to.
Yeah, I don't know you, but there's that moment where I do know you. And then a regular person's brain says, oh, but they don't know me. Don't go get weird. And then the people who came up are like, Sammy, oh my God, it's Ted Danson. Get a camera. Get a camera. Somebody get a camera. And that was before everybody had one. So Ted Danson stood there for a second while some guys were like, dude, get a camera. Anybody that had a camera.
Take it.
The dude was going to buy the camera and the film off of him, right? He's like, take the picture of me and Ted Danson.
Sammy, stay here for 10 minutes. I got to run to the Walgreens.
Okay. So I remember you were in a Brute ad in a Playboy in 1979. That's when I stopped listening. But the dude remembered an advertisement that, and I think he corrected him on the product. I think Ted Danson was like, actually, it was a old English or English leather or something. It was that. And he goes, no, you were in this ad, and I remember in Playboy. I'm like, I remember seeing you and thinking to myself, that guy's going to be huge. That's a star right there. And that was like 5 years before Cheers. I'm like, well, how long have you planned this talk? Is the weirdest, like, you, if I ever meet Ted Danson, I'm going to tell him about the time I was jerking off Playboy, and I saw an ad for cologne. He was a cologne ad. And I'm going to tell him that I knew. I spotted stardom right then and there. And Ted Danson, to his credit, just getting a bottle of wine at Sugaroo's. And he said thank you and got out. And as he walked by, everybody's like, he had to be tired of that noise. But that was back when celebrities were kind of like shocking. Now you open your phone up and there's one talking to you. Oh, my God, Ted Danson just told me to go F myself because I... You got all that, so it doesn't make sense to me. But Trump's captured something else. The reality aspect of it all, he's captured he's got the Beatles aspect of something with his own fans, and it's weird to me.
That, and I think there's a percentage of people that are convinced that whatever he's doing is against the government, or it's like right. it's rebellious.
Well,
and it's not, you know, they buy into that.
He's making the people they want to make mad.
Yeah.
So they feel like they're jumping on his bandwagon of like, if I can help piss off the people I hate, I don't care what he does.
Yeah.
And they've got a few things to lean on now. I never like when presidents come here, ever, to Phoenix. And it's not for the reasons you think. I never like when presidents come here because I don't want to be the next Dallas. And that's all that runs through my mind. It's like, great. We're going to have tours. And we're going to have tourists, and people are going to wander. I don't want to be ever the next Dallas.
You just don't want a dead president?
I don't want a dead president. Bigger than that. But B, I don't want a tourist attraction to be known for that. You ever go down to Dallas in that grassy knoll, it's crawling with people all the time trying to solve the mystery.
Checking it out.
Yeah, is where it happened. This is where it all happened. And it's real, and then you're walking around, and you're standing where Zapruder stood, and you're getting pictures of yourself on the thing where the Umbrella Man was, and I always think to myself, that's kind of Dallas's, like a thought when you think of Dallas, you think of that. I don't ever want Phoenix
top
to have
five,
that.
Cowboys, that.
Yeah, Cowboys are up there. Cowboys, Kennedy, and the TV show, and oil. Those are the things that, like, Dallas, think of Dallas. Otherwise, not a lot to think of unless you live there. Then you're Phoenix, like Deep Ellum getting stabbed.
Right. Phoenix and Gauntlet.
We had the Gauntlet, but nobody really remembers it.
Yeah. No.
It's neat, though.
Yeah.
That was the Gauntlet.
Gauntlet's old Clint Eastwood movie.
Yeah.
My dad's company.
Oh, that.
They built the Phoenix Civic Center, and they had to build a bridge from one side to the other because they built an expansion on it. And they filmed the Gauntlet, and Hollywood said, do you have anything to ruin? They say that all the time to big cities. Does any big city have anything to ruin because we want to ruin it, and we can let you
we'll
do that.
We'll take it down for
so,
you.
So, yeah, they basically say, let us film here, and we'll ruin the thing you need to ruin. And so they're like, we need to ruin some of the street. So I think it was 3rd Street, wherever that it used to be. It's now they've got
Isn't the shot of him like coming downhill? Where
he goes
it?
Down into the little bridge, and then they're shooting at the bus the whole time. And he does a bunch of stuff, and that's where they built the bridge to unite the old Civic Center with the new one. Now there's another new one, but back then they were building that. And that's the reason we moved here when I was a kid, was to build that Civic Center. And they're like, well, the Gauntlet took it. Nobody had it hadn't come out. And we're like, well, here, look. And everybody was so excited. But no, it wasn't a good enough movie that people like will stand down and take pictures of where it was.
Here's where it is.
Right. That tends to happen when presidents end up in like the world's biggest conspiracy. And I just don't want that here.
Right.
Especially down in McDowell. If they're going to do it in the Biltmore so people will come by and go, this is also a very nice city. One good thing about the grassy knoll is it's downtown. It's in the older section, but, you know, it doesn't, you don't drive around Dallas going, ugh, what a nightmare.
Phoenix for many gets credit for the Grand Canyon.
Yeah, Sedona and Grand Canyon, they get the shots. And I'm fine with that. I want to keep it that way. I want to keep it to where it's like they fly in and drive away. That's fine. But if they fly in.
That's irritating when they do the Final Four here or whatever, and the opening shot is the Grand Canyon.
Fine with that.
It's like it's 3 hours away.
Fine with that. Good. I don't want them to
want them to go there.
I don't want them to come in, fly in, and go, this is, of course, where, you know, this is where that giant assassination thing was. I hate when presidents come here. I don't like it, especially when they go to like little places like Mesa, because that's where when Obama landed in Mesa. And I'm like, oh, they're so close.
Mesa Airport.
They're too close to Looney Towns.
Which, by the way, is wide open because you walk out on the tarmac to get on your plane.
And what's next to it? Apache Junction and like hermits who live in like, I'll be somebody someday. And they crawl out of their holes and they want infamy.
That's cute, John. You're like concerned for the
I'm concerned for myself. That's a traffic thing. I don't ever go down that area, but I don't want it
to be. They shut down that 202 that time. And
I don't like when they're
on that bike shut down,
Yeah, I don't want anybody to get, you know, assassinated, but if they're going to, not here, do it somewhere else. But this is weird. And, there's always the weirdos. And these are those moments where I get, like, ugh, feelings because there's just too much anger on one end and odd joy on the other. And that's exactly why. John Lennon was the biggest fan in the world. He couldn't tolerate like living in a world like if I do this, then I'll be linked to him forever. It's basically this uniting feeling that Chapman and there's the oddness, the strangeness of celebrity always. Yeah. It's confusing to me. So, but it's down there and people dressing up as a brick wall. There's a lady that Ben sent me a picture of a lady in a race car jumpsuit that says "Make America Great Again." I don't know where she got it. She made it. She looks fantastic. I'll say that. She looks really good in it. It's a great suit.
Jesus.
Yeah. Okay. We were gonna. I told Ben, my friend, we'll call him down there and see how it's going. He's just gonna give me updates on what to see and what he's seeing and how it's right now. I think it's just a lineup, but it's getting pretty crazy. So we'll check in with him in a little while.
What time does it start tonight?
Like 7 at night. They've been out there since 9 yesterday.
I don't care who you are.
I don't care who anybody is. I am not sleeping on McDowell and 19th Avenue for 10 minutes. Ever.
No.
Unless it's a John Holmberg $1 billion giveaway and only John Holmberg's can apply. I'm like, do that. That seems reasonable. Like every John Holmberg that shows up has an opportunity for $1 billion. I'm like, I think I'll go to that game. I'm going to play it because I happen to be in that lottery. Outside of that, just to go to a speech?
People used to camp out for the Star Wars movies, and it was hilarious because then you could just go the day of Star Wars.
You can walk by the people who were asleep and get in. Hi, guys. What have you been? Oh, we want to be first. It's in 14 theaters.
Check yourself out.
It's literally in 14 theaters.
I'll wait another 20 minutes.
I'm not waiting. I didn't have to. The theater I saw Star Wars in the day it opened was half full. I saw it about 12 hours after these knobs did. It just means a lot to me.
Something about being right there in the mix.
I don't know what it is.
Grand openings of restaurants are.
Here's what no one thinks about with that.
Grand openings of restaurants.
All right, Brady, how do you do that? How do you do that?
Jeez, you didn't even know you did it.
Give me a prime example. They were camped out for that White Castle.
Yeah, that's true.
We're
not saying it doesn't happen, but you managed to twist everything back to that. It's amazing.
It's not twisting anything.
It's always going back to food. That's our point. It's like you were like, then they do it for restaurants. You have an example of things, but it's still very strange that your brain's like, I can relate.
You need to be on the Food Network.
You really do. You need to hop on that. You don't even realize you've done it. They do it for grand openings of restaurants. Yeah, one. I haven't seen too many grand openings with lines around the block for sleep.
The new Denny's in town isn't good.
The White Castle
was
strange.
But that's what I'm
strange.
Saying. All of a sudden people do it, and I think there's just a factor of folks that like, this thing's happening, I'm getting down.
Yeah,
it's
the fear of missing
out.
Here's the fun thing, though, I never understood. If you sleep outside to do something like a movie, a midnight movie, like I'll be the first one to see Star Wars. And the people that do it are always asleep all day the next day. And they can't really, like, be the first ones to do anything outside of to talk to the other people who were first ones to do it at 3 in the morning when the movie's over. Then they go home and they go to sleep until, like, noon because they've been out. And then plenty of people have seen it or they're in there seeing it now. And then by 7 or 8 at night, you're just in the mix of everyone else. You didn't do anything special at all because you had, unless you, I'm forcing myself up and at 9 I'm going into work and I'm going to tell everybody what I've done. And the best part is, I know they haven't seen it, so I can't really talk about it. I can just tell them I did it.
I was there.
It's a pat on your own back. It's strange. But with the Trump thing, it's a little different because it's unique. Like something that's going to be there every day doesn't make sense to me to you know, for Brady to understand a White Castle or for the movies. It's going to be there all the time. So I don't understand what the difference is between the first when White Castle serves and 4 weeks later when the brick and mortar building's still standing there serving the exact same thing. I don't know why you needed to be first. I don't get that.
Some of them do that thing where whatever, it's a department store, TV, the first, you know, 100 customers get something.
I don't wait in line for anything. If there's a line, I'm leaving.
Yeah, you'll go into the one restaurant and there's like four people in front of you. Nope. All right.
I'm out.
Yeah, I'll go to the restaurant.
I think that's a
door.
Guy thing. I talked to.
We did it last week.
It is. My wife gets mad.
Oh, say, I'll drive around for 30 minutes not to wait 20 minutes. I just have to keep moving. I can't be stationary for that long and hope.
Same in traffic. I can't sit in traffic. Oh. I'll get off on surface streets and take me 45 minutes longer if I'm moving.
I don't know how many men have heard this phrase. And ladies, stop it because it doesn't even resonate with us.
If we'd have just waited, we'd be at a table by now.
We do not care.
You have no patience.
That is the only time women use logic.
Probably neither do you.
No. That's the first time a woman is absolutely logical and 100% right, and we couldn't give it a less of a thread of thought. We do not care that that's right because I need to continue moving. I don't know if it's my shark-like mentality to not stop. I will not wait. If you tell me, oh, it's about 20 minutes. I'm like, okay, well, there's, you know how many restaurants are in this town? Go F yourselves. Oh, I'm angry at them. I'm leaving. And I'll just go somewhere else.
Well, now we've got to figure out what we want to do.
That's right. But we're not going to stand there with those other dolts and wait. And I think it's a guy thing. I won't do it. And I don't understand waiting for. If I went down there, I'm like, I want to go to the Trump rally. My friend sent me that thing. It said, register for tickets. We talked about it yesterday. I'm like, interesting. Never been part of that before. I'd be curious. The second I clicked on AZ Central and saw that, oh, there's people lining up. I'm not going to that. That's going to be a forever line to get in. I'm not doing that. That's crazy. My buddy Ben's down there. I think he's there for the spectacle too, though.
Just write a nice check to the campaign.
And you'll get how in many of them are?
I don't want to do that either.
I know. There's people that I want to check it out.
I don't think you write a. These aren't the people who are check writers, though. These are the everyday Joes.
No, but they're
collection plate people is what they are.
Sure, but you're not going to see a guy who's like, you know, I could write a check for a couple hundred thousand, pop in there. No, these are the everyday Joes that are, they have just enough money to make a jumpsuit that says Trump forever, and they spent their money on that. Some of them have some
dollars. You wonder if there's ever a newbie, because it's always, you know, the people that are the big supporters, whoever the candidate is, they're going to get there. You want to come to this thing, here's your seat. Yeah. It's always the donors get their first right of refusal.
Yeah, this is not the group of donors. This is not the. These are the people willing to sleep on McDowell to see a speech.
Yeah, the big donors get their own little private dinner. Yeah,
I don't think that the people down there, like, if I cut a check, if that's an option, you knew that going in. You're not going to get halfway through the night sleeping outside as a CEO of anything going. I slept outside. I didn't know you could just cut a check and get a nice seat. But he's going to pack that thing up. Pack it up. And I don't even know what goes on in there. And I am curious, but maybe I don't want to deal with any of it. And it's going to be a nightmare today. They said they're going to start working on the roads about 2. I don't know what time he lands, probably 4 or 5. That's going to close everything from the airport all the way to the western part of the downtown and Encanto area. They're going to close the I-10 at rush hour, or at least muck it up.
Yep.
All the surface streets are going to be a disaster. And if you've ever been at that 6-way stop by McDowell good luck. I guess that's why people camped out. They don't have to be part of that. But, man, that is a nightmare. Nightmare. So good luck. And if you're an Uber driver, surge those rates up to about $1,000 a trip because that's going to be a disaster for you guys too. It's crazy. But it's our town today. This is where we are. We are the hyper-focus of the United States media at this point. We're going to be all over this thing. And hopefully we put on a good show. I'm not real excited about the Chamber of Commerce shots of that area. That is not a pretty look. It's an ugly building in an industrial part of town. And Hopefully they get a nice back shot of the skyline from west to east, because Phoenix is not going to shine too well off of the madhouse's aerial views. Ew. I'm kind of glad they didn't tear it down, but I would have liked them to dress that thing up a little bit. Boy, is that a dump. It was a dump when they were getting rid of it in the early 90s. I remember going to the Western Conference Championship game with my dad, and we were standing. It was 89. I think they were playing the Lakers. They were playing the Lakers, and we're standing outside, and my dad's looking around, and he goes, "This building is a dump." I'm like, "Yeah, it is." And he goes, "This is terrible." That, you know, because the Suns hadn't been good for a while. So finally the recognition comes on. He understood it better. He's like, "This does not help this city at all." Like, because they always had that NBA Finals returning shot from commercial, and yeah, they do the overhead shot of the arena, and like, ugh, not a good area. It's gotten better, actually, than it used to be. But
so basically the only thing they use it for now is like the fair. State fair.
Yeah. Yeah, and like agricultural things, and occasionally –
roller derby.
They have derbies in it.
Yeah, roller derby was there because we saw it a couple years ago.
Yeah, the crazy part is the mentality of our human brains before this. Brady, this will work for you. Is like now down by the arena, there have to be options as to eat, to drink,
to do
things.
Yeah.
Back then, there was a Wendy's across the road from the arena. That was it. I mean, there was
on the fairgrounds.
Nope. Across the road. It's like, you know how all those old Wendy's with that weird atrium front
are now
faux buildings? And
yeah.
Like,
they're
all Asia.
Usually Chinese.
There's something else. I think that one's a Vietnamese or Korean or something now. But it used to be a Wendy's, and it was the only game in town around the Coliseum.
Oh,
there was,
my God.
That's it. I mean, there was – we'll go to the
how
Wendy's before.
How awful was it to work
horrible.
There on game night?
Horrible. Worse, how bad was it to eat there on game night? Because – I'm sure those employees weren't pleased.
The standards were.
Oh, I'm sure that they were there.
Standard hot dog. And
they were. Yeah, it was. It was interesting. But it was the only place to go. And now, this arena's no good. There's only 41 restaurants around it, and they're always full. I don't know how it worked.
John, you'll love this because apparently you don't know. The Mercury are playing their season there this year.
Are they?
Yep.
Well, no one knew that.
They moved them over there?
Yep.
Like I said, agricultural shows and. They make them mad, too.
That is sad.
Yeah. It is. That's pathetic. Well, how dare you make your fans go watch that?
Yeah.
I don't even care where. I'm just saying, how dare you make your fans watch that?
Something happening to...
I wonder why. They're connected to the Suns. Why wouldn't they?
Because the Suns are like, look.
We don't want them.
Clashing dates.
Why don't you ladies go clean that place up a little bit?
On the clashing dates, move them over. But like on the regular, when
there's
they have
no
an opening?
There's no clashing dates with the WNBA
with,
and the NBA.
With other events that could attract
priorities.
More people.
Oh, the agri- oh, no,
the agricultural shows are definitely. They probably just play around it. Linda to Susan. Off the cow, and they're all down. Everyone's fallen. The ball is out of bounds. 2-0 here in the fourth quarter.
And finally they get their own house.
Yeah, they get their own place. The ladies' place. Lady house. The lady house
shed.
On McDonough. The she shed. That's what we'll call it. The Mercury she shed. I'm never, ever, ever going in there for that game. God. And it used to smell funny in there. Musty, like a grandma's basement.
Yeah.
It was an odd building. But
you could barely
like
see the
concrete.
Back row. Fans, the lighting's so
evidently,
dark.
And I haven't been there forever. They've redone the inside to make it, you know, for concerts and stuff to make it better. It was a good place to see concerts. I used to like that. And the fair always still has great stuff, but. Mercury games. Jesus. Ugh. Well, the Mercury can never worry about people camping outside of McDowell Arena, the Coliseum.
You say that now, John.
No, I say it forever. I will record this and shoot it into space and play it for aliens because in 50 million years when they come back,
did anyone ever fill an arena for a WNBA game? Your report said that would never occur.
Those reports were true and correct. There's still never been a sellout.
All right, we'll see.
In the WNBA. Now, they've claimed sellouts after they give 400 local schools free tickets and the kids are forced to go in for like a Monday afternoon game. It'll never happen. I like the she shed, though. Yeah. That's it. They're down in the Coliseum while they're remodeling the Sun Stadium because on off days, they're doing some work in the stadium and the ladies can't be around.
Oh, so it's temporary.
So when the important stuff... The men have games. they clear it out. But when the ladies are like, why don't you guys go play over at the park for a little while? We're gonna fix this up for Suns.
And they are constantly working on that thing.
It's the new stuff supposed to be really nice too. I forgot. I told somebody, I'm like, I just redid that building, didn't I? It was like 15 years ago. Like,
yeah, you can see into the offices and watch people work.
That was like almost 20 years ago. I thought that was brand new. So it's due for an upgrade again. Whatever. Upgrade the team. And let the ladies play in the she shed. I like the she shed, Brady. Well done. And you can still go across the street to that Vietnamese restaurant. There's a lot more options downtown than there used to be, but yeah. I don't know if the former Wendy's still has a drive-thru where you can get crab wontons now.
So there's a Wendy's and a Vietnamese restaurant?
No. It used to be a Wendy's. It's now a Vietnamese restaurant. That's the same building.
Oh, that's always solid, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a good transition almost every time. I don't know how many people used to own Wendy's and see a guy coming in and going, oh, and he's eyeballing the park. Oh, this is our guy. He's going to buy it. There's no way. These people love our architecture.
Does it have that half glass dome?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
The old Wendy's. That's what I love.
That's where you can hang your plants.
There was a book about 10 years ago that was called Former Pizza Huts or Wendy's. And, you know, because Pizza Huts had that distinct build. They're Wiener Schnitzels and what they are now. And they're almost all Asian restaurants or strange, you know, vegan huts. Great. But that's the one downtown.
There's this place in Las Cruces whenever we go visit my wife's family. Lisa's like, all right, you're going to love this Italian joint. I can't remember the name of it. And so we go there every time, and I told her, I was like, you realize this is an old Wendy's,
it's
right?
It's got the front bubble.
Yeah, it's got the big front No. Bubble. I'm like, yes.
How did she not know? It's like...
She'd been going there since she was
the original Taco Bell.
Yeah.
The old Mission thing.
Yeah.
The Taco Bell downtown turned into a gay bar, and they just boarded up the windows with bricks, but you can still see how it was a Taco Bell. And they were synonymous with the architecture of the atrium. I don't know when Wendy's was going to... That's an old Pizza Hut.
There's an entire chain on Reddit.
Oh, yes. The Pizza Former Hut
Pizza
roof.
Huts. Yeah, the roof. That's still their logo.
This is a clinic.
That's true.
Yeah, that's still their... They have that weird little outline of what a Pizza Hut roof looks like.
It's an abortion clinic, Toledo? What?
It is?
A clinic. I don't know about abortion clinic, but a clinic.
Hot diggity. Man,
you call it an abortion clinic, but I think it's just a clinic.
You guys showing them around. So we got the kitchen back here. It's got industrial ovens. Good for... You can make like 12, 15 pizzas at a time. We're not going to need that. Okay. Anyway, so you could seat like 85 people. You can serve this and that. We won't need any of this. We're just here for the architecture and where to put the chairs.
This one's been redone except for the windows.
That's the same.
They lost the roof.
They took the top.
Max Auto Body. Yeah, it's interesting when you go through the old Pizza Huts, old Wendy's, old Taco Bells. And KFC had a unique thing too, but usually it's because they had a bucket in front of it. I think if you took the buckets away. There's one
KFC that the bucket's still there, but it's a Bosa donut.
Yeah,
they changed the wrap on it.
The Pizza Hut up in Payson's still there. And they still
old school one?
I'm pretty sure they still have waiters and stuff like that.
There's a Great Lakes Italian restaurant, another Italian restaurant for you, Eric.
The sushi place on 44th Street in Indian School is a former Pizza Hut, and now it's a Sushi Brokers, and it's like high end. And it was a Pizza Hut. I remember when I used to live in that area. I was like, they turned the Pizza Hut into an awesome, cool, and inside is really nice. I'm like, ooh, this is a nice Pizza Hut. You can't escape it.
This one is a health food place, but U-Haul Rentals. You see the U-Haul Rentals?
They also have a little corner thing for U-Haul Rentals.
Branching out.
Anyway, so be careful downtown. If you want to go to that former Wendy's, whatever it is now, it's there. And they probably still have some nice plants up in that front window. And the greenhouse that Wendy's decided to try to lure you in with. But yeah, it's going to be a mess. I highly recommend avoiding the area. We'll talk to my buddy Ben in a little while. We'll see how it's going down there. I'll give him a call. It's 6:14. In the meantime, let's get a wake-up song. 585-9800. A good song to kick off what could be a nightmare on the roads today. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be.
98.